Welcome to Country Fried Rock. I'm your host, Sloane Spencer. Today, I'm talking with Felicia and Josh Sullivan, better known as the band Year of October. Their recent album, Golden Days, demonstrates their growth as a band, working together primarily, writing as a duo, but performing as a trio or full band. Originally from Kentucky and now residing in Nashville, this self-recorded, self-produced release is helping Year of October expand their regional touring schedule. You'll never guess how I found this band. Coming up in my conversation with Year of October today on Country Fried Rock. My guests today on Country Fried Rock are Josh and Felicia of Year of October. Welcome.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
So I was just saying off the air, I said, I actually found you through strange connections via Bandcamp, which Bandcamp totally rules, by the way. But they make suggestions based on things you've purchased in the past. And occasionally I pay attention to that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love these people. I need to find them.
That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't even know Bandcamp made suggestions. So.
They do. Well, it pops up at the bottom of your screen based on your previous purchases. And I guess they have some magic algorithm.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But as I was doing a little homework for the show, I saw that y'all went to University of Kentucky.
Yes, we did. We both graduated from there.
Are you still recovering from basketball season?
Oh my gosh, it killed me.
Longtime listeners know my husband went to University of Kentucky, so I have learned about basketball.
Yes. Blue bleeds deep.
But it was good for me because I actually understand basketball, unlike the fact that I'm a lifelong Southerner who still doesn't understand football is a whole nother deal.
Yeah, if you're in the SEC, you have to know a little bit about football.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, so sorry for the ending of the season, although the ride up there was great.
Well, thank you.
As a band, how did you all come together?
Well, Josh and I, we met at UK, and we actually dated. We dated for about a year before we started playing music together, because we both knew that we played music separately, but we didn't really want to mess up our relationship if the music stuff didn't work out. So we dated for a year, and then we were like, we should write together. And so it kind of started with just me and him playing some acoustic songs that we had written, and that's how we started out.
Okay, so that's not the usual story.
No.
You were dating, then you said, hey, let's write together, and then where did it go?
Well, we wrote several songs, and then we got some of our friends together because we knew the songs we were writing, we love acoustic music, but what we wanted to do was not play in an acoustic band. So we were writing for a full band, and so we got some friends together, and then we started filling the songs out and making it into the more rock music that we play. And so that's where it went, and that's how it was when we recorded our first album. We were just still filling things out.
Things have expanded for y'all musically since then.
Oh, yes. Yes, much more. We found our sound a little more. And in the first album, like I said, we were filling things out and we didn't really have a set band. We were just getting it done so we could get our name out there to get shows. So with this album, we had a set band. It was me, Josh, and Greg, who played drums with us. And it made it a little more fluid on Golden Days, I feel like.
And so then when y'all are playing out live, you were able to use the same people that you took into the studio, or did you add some other folks when y'all recorded?
It's pretty much the same people. Right now, we just play as a three-piece, Josh, and it was Greg, but he just recently moved back to Utah, so we've got another guy playing drums with us. But what we added in the studio on Golden Days was bass, because Josh is originally a bass player. Uh-huh. So he played bass and guitar on the record.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloane Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. We've had an incredible year with more people finding us on the radio and our podcast than we ever imagined. Thank you all so much. Careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Hey, this is Felicia from Year of October on Country Fried Rock.
Y'all have been playing kind of around the region, I guess?
Yeah, we play in Nashville sometimes during the week, because we both work full-time jobs at a bank during the day to support what we want to do. So we work playing Nashville during the week, and it's a lot of fun. We play shows with a lot of our friends. And then on the weekends, we travel all around Tennessee and up back into Kentucky to our homes. And we played in Alabama a little bit, and the shows are great. It's always different crowds, but all the people are really receptive of our music, and it's a lot of fun to play it.
I should have said that. Y'all have been in Nashville for a while, even though you originally formed in Lexington.
Yes. Yeah, we've been in Nashville going on 4 years. Yeah, almost 4 years now.
What does being in such a creative community like that do for you all?
It's really crazy. I never really knew what it was like until I moved down there, and working at the bank has opened my eyes to see that everyone really does play music. Like, everyone we meet, like, oh, I either write or I play in this band or I'm a producer. Like, everyone you meet has something to do with the music industry, and it's been really cool. And I think that that has made us better musicians, because playing in Nashville, you have to be on top of your game every single show. Everybody watching you is a musician, and they're all great. So you are like, I have to live up to that standard. So I think that living in Nashville has probably made us better in our performance and better in everything.
Do you all have particular venues you enjoy? I know everybody kind of has their little pet places.
We really like playing. There's a place called Foo Bar in East Nashville,
yeah,
and then Springwater Supper Club over by Centennial Park. Both of those are a lot of fun for us.
I'm familiar with both, but that's a little bit outside of the normal loop of folks that we have gotten to know through the show. So who else is in your circle musically?
We've been playing with some people actually from my hometown that have recently moved to Nashville. I'm from Western Kentucky, so near Paducah and a little bitty tip. And a bunch of people from there are moving to Nashville now because it's only about a 2-hour drive. We have a band called Red Ember that plays with us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're kind of alt bluegrassy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They have a Punch Brothers feel, and they're awesome. We play with them a lot. There's another band called Oliver Ocean that we play with, and then there are some guys called Sky Temple Blues that fit our sound a little better. They're a bluesy rock band. They're awesome.
J.D. Wilkes is from Paducah originally as well.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
He was on the show a while back with Dirt Daubers and, you know, all his various projects. But Paducah is a funky little creative community now as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. Since I moved, actually, they've really grown a lot in the music industry. I know they did that. They had that initiative to bring in artists from all over the world to downtown Paducah to build it back up. And that's really helped the creative movement in Paducah a lot.
It transformed it. I mean, it really did.
Yeah, it was awesome. They started that probably my senior year of high school.
Got it.
Maybe a little before that. And so I left, and then all of this awesome stuff came to downtown Paducah. So it's cool to go back home now.
Lake City, South Carolina, which has neither a lake nor is it a city, is actually doing something similar. And it's not there where Paducah is yet, but I mean, it's stunning the difference just in 2 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
As I said, I lived in Kentucky for 5 years, and my brother-in-law lives in Owensboro, so I don't get quite as far west as Paducah, but I'm familiar with the area.
Yeah, yeah. We played Owensboro not too long ago. That was good.
Cool.
I'm your host, Sloan Spencer. You can keep in touch with us on Facebook, but I really like Twitter, where we are at Country Fried Rock, ending with R-O-K. And if you want to see pictures of my shoes, my dog, and my lunch, stop by Instagram. But whatever way you like to hang out, stop by and say hey.
Hey, this is Felicia from Year of October on Country Fried Rock. If you want to find out more about us and where we're playing, you can check us out at yearofoctober.com.
It's neat to hear overlap of different circles of folks in music that are based in Nashville now. When you all are doing the shows, are you trying to partner up with other bands when you go places, or do you have bands in those places that you're looking to team with?
Yeah, we partner up. A lot of the times when we go to Paducah, we play with the same sort of people that we're playing with in Nashville now, because we both have big draws back there. And so it's fun to be able to travel with your friends. But we go up to Lexington a lot and play, and we have a lot of friends up there that are different, and we play with different bands when we go up there. But it's really cool. We've got a good vibe going now, people who are really supportive.
That's great.
Everybody.
So tell me a little bit more about getting in to record specifically for what became Golden Days.
I'm going to pass the phone off to Josh for that one, because he actually produced the record. He went to school for audio engineering, mm-hmm. So we do it at our house, and he does all of it.
Cool.
So I'm going to pass the phone off.
Question was, tell me a little bit about what ultimately became the recording for Golden Days.
It was pretty interesting because, like Felicia was saying, with the first record, it was not only was it the first record we did as a band, it was the first record that I had produced and then I'd recorded myself. I'd done some single tracks. So doing Golden Days, I had a little bit more of a feel as to what I was going for. And it was definitely a process. Each song was, you know, we took it song by song and, you know, we'd lay down all the drum parts. First, we'd have scratch vocals with guitar, and those were just scratch tracks. And then we'd lay down the drums, and then I would kind of layer everything else over top of it. It was pretty exciting because there were some songs that were very fresh and we could really develop them more in the studio. And our single that we have right now, Gone, we actually wrote pretty much while we were recording. It was a really cool process. On a couple acoustic songs we had, I had a a good friend of mine who's a great pedal steel player. He came over and recorded some steel parts. That's the first time I'd ever recorded steel stuff too. So it was a really cool process. Definitely a lot of fun, and it was cool to do it song by song.
Tell me about being able to bring in some friends to play.
Yeah, that's another great thing about Nashville. There's so many great players. On the first record, we did a friend of mine I worked with who's actually on tour now with, I can't remember who he's on tour with, but he's a great keyboard player, and he came in and did that. He's on tour with John Mike Montgomery right now, and we worked together at Dick's Sporting Goods at the time, and we went over to his house and had him record, and it's a luxury to be able to have musicians that can listen to a song one time and then play it flawlessly after that. So
yeah.
It's awesome. And Golden Days, the only person we brought in that wasn't in the band was my buddy Brett. And then we all did all the other stuff. So it was cool. He actually lived right where we used to live. He lived right behind me. So we just walked over one day. Last I talked to him, he's playing with like 11 or 12 different artists and bands. And he's always playing. He does that full time. So.
Yep. Welcome to Nashville.
he's phenomenal. Yeah.
That's awesome. So who was your buddy who played keys on the previous record?
Dwayne Dupree. He's an older guy. He's been playing in different country bands for years, and he's on tour for a couple years now with John Michael Montgomery, and he's phenomenal as well. He can play any instrument you want him to, too.
That's amazing. And Nashville has hundreds of people like that who can do every single one of them flawlessly.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. And they're all like, I mean, talking to Dwayne, he's like one of the most humble guys I know. But you wouldn't know he was as good as he is if you just didn't talk to him. You know, he's very humble and just a good dude.
I was asking Felicia earlier, I was saying, you know, what does living in Nashville with such an enormous creative community bring to your music?
Well, I think definitely it pushes me. Like, we play with another band and I see them doing some amazing songs. Like, you pretty much have to rise or feel like you have to rise to that level, at least try to. And it definitely pushes me to write, you know, harder and grind at it more. For me, the writing process is definitely, it feels like a grind because it's not something that, at least to me, it just doesn't always come, you know, songs don't always come just naturally out of the blue. Mm-hmm. You have to really work at it. It pushes me to be that much better for sure.
Hey, y'all, this is Sloan Spencer, the host of Country Fried Rock. Those of y'all who listen on our podcasts, it's a quick hit of Just the Conversation. If you want the full radio program with all the songs that we talk about, ask for it on your local radio station, joining 20 other stations across the country. Get the goods at countryfriedrock.org.
Hey, this is Felicia from Year of October on Country Fried Rock. You can check out our new album, Golden Days, and purchase it at yearofoctober.com.
You had the luxury of being able to record this yourself, which doesn't give you the same kind of time pressure if you had to go into someone else's studio. So what happened more with the development of the song? You were talking a little bit about some that were developed more in the studio, some that were already kind of fleshed out.
Yeah, and we were just discussing, like me, Felicia and I were discussing the idea of recording the last record in a studio, and I talked to some people, and we probably could have done it, but it would have been like a 1 or 2 day recording session, and we would have recorded everything under, you know, time restraints, and we were like, well, with the songs that we had, since I'm not normally a guitar player, it'd be a lot better if I could actually just do this ourselves, and then we can get the parts we want. Because, like, a lot of times, like, I'd record something, and then a week later, I would re-record it. And, I mean, a lot of the songs, we really didn't, like, we had ideas, and we had written the songs acoustically, but we didn't have them fully fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg, when we recorded the record, had only been in the band for about 2 months. It was definitely an interesting process. It was a very good learning experience for me. I feel like I grew leaps and bounds playing guitar-wise. It was definitely a lot of fun. It was a good experience. But, yeah, the time thing was, I think, the big reason, because we ended up spending about 2 or 3 months recording the record before I just started mixing it all down. It was cool.
Since the record has been out, what is changing with the songs?
Definitely have some new additions to them, and we've tightened them up. We've got some different dynamics that we've had. And probably my favorite song that we play is called Winter, and it's like a 10 on the record. And the way we play it on the record I like, but the way we play it live now, it has lots of slight dynamics, stuff that we do that we wouldn't have picked up on if we hadn't played it 100 times, mm-hmm. you know, live. You know, like anything you do, the more you do it, not only the better you get at it, things change slightly. And, you know, we have some songs that we go on longer with. And it's definitely cool playing those songs live, for sure.
What has been helpful for you all in getting your music out to newer audiences?
Definitely Bandcamp's been good. Noise Trade as well. Mm-hmm. And the internet in general has been, you know, been really good. We've been contacted from people who bought or downloaded our music or bought our CDs from other countries, like from Europe and stuff. And that's been really cool. And they wouldn't have heard us if it wasn't for Bandcamp or I guess even Facebook. It's been really good. We also, you know, word of mouth with other bands and playing with other people is probably the best way to get your stuff out, at least locally, I think. It's been cool. We just sent a CD out. Someone contacted us from Poland. And it's just neat to hear from people from, you know, all over the world.
what's continuing to evolve for you?
We're currently writing. We're trying to write for a third record right now. We've got probably about 5 or 6 songs that we've been working on, and just the writing process itself, and just trying to figure out what we wanted with the new record, and then also what we want to do live. You know, every show is going to be different settings, and definitely interesting. And artistically, I'm just kind of trying to find out where we are right now with the new record coming out, kind of what we want to say and what stories we want to write, really. It's an interesting process. I don't know exactly where we are right now, but it's definitely exciting.
The writing, is that something that the two of y'all always do together, or do you do that separately and then bring them together?
We usually always do it together. We usually come up with an idea together, and then Felicia does write lyrics on her own, and then we'll come back with them and kind of revise them and look at them. And like a lot of times we'll start playing something and mold a melody around it, and it's a very cooperative process for sure. Pretty much wrote all of Golden Days together. On the first record, we did write a couple songs that were just, we would collaborate on them, but we'd have the whole song pretty much written when we'd work on it. But I definitely prefer working with her, just because she'll approach something totally differently than I will. Kind of keeps it fresh, I guess.
Have you all done any of the Nashville thing of co-writing with others, or at least just having writing sessions?
No, we haven't done that. I know a lot of people that do, and I've talked with some people, and I've jammed with a few people, but we haven't necessarily done the writing session thing. Our kind of music is a little different than most people do the writing session thing, at least people that I know. There's probably our type of music, I just don't know them, but not that I wouldn't be for it, I just haven't met the right people yet, I guess. Pretty much all the singer-songwriters and country-western people that I talk to, they all do like group sessions, and they have, you know, multiple songwriters they work with, and cool to have that, you know, that kind of community for sure.
Having the different locations as your different hometowns, so, you know, Western Kentucky, more Central Kentucky, and then with being in Nashville, what other places are you finding some community around your music, and even through the online, as you were saying?
We like playing Knoxville as well. Some good turnouts there, and met some really cool people. Also, played a little bit in Memphis, Johnson City, Tennessee as well. But Knoxville's got a really good scene. They got a lot of great bands coming out of there, and we've played with a couple of them, and connect pretty well with those guys.
Knoxville is a cool place.
Yeah, oh yeah. There's a lot of good stuff going on there. They had a really good up-and-coming art community. I guess not up-and-coming, maybe it's already established, but it seems like it's getting bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And WDVX is, of course, a fabulous radio station.
Oh yeah, that's the Blue Plate Special.
Blue Plate Special, uh-huh.
We've played that 2 or 3 times now. It's a cool place. It's awesome.
It's exciting to hear that you've got some new music in the works. Are there songs that you're going to be continuing to play live, or are you going to kind of keep them close to the vest until you figure out where you're headed?
I think we're definitely going to play. We've got about 2 of them done where we would like them, I think. And we're definitely going to start playing them live and, you know, kind of flesh it out a little bit more in a different setting and see what kind of response we get. I'd like with the new record to have the songs already playing live, so that way we can, you know, we can record it with a different input than just having them like fresh, you know. And I'd like to have them a little bit worn in and then record them. Kind of approach this record a little differently. I'd almost like to do it, if I could, I'd really like to record it live, or at least instrumentally, and then overdose and some other things.
Hey, so I was saying, tell me a little bit about the album art, because it's very distinct and different from one album to the next.
Yeah, the first album, I felt like it was a lot about like the stories, and we had, Buried is based around the story of this tree, and I wanted that album art to be featured around a lot of trees and the woods and the forest, because I felt like that blended very deeply with our songs and the stories in the songs. So that's why it's got that art. I always want the album art to really go along and coincide well with the songs. And so that's why that one looks that way. For this album, we were actually going, the last song on the album is called Into the Night. And when we first started talking about what we were going to call the record, we were going to call it Into the Night. And so we went with the fox because we wanted a nocturnal animal to go along with the album. And we feel like foxes are sly in a lot of our songs. I don't know. I just feel like the fox really represents our music well. Then we ended up calling the album Golden Days, but we just stuck with the fox because I feel like that represented the music, the record. So that's why we went with it. And we wanted it to be a really simple cover, because a lot of times with bands, they'll just go over the top on their album art, and it'll just mess with you. And so like, we wanted a simple thing that people would remember. They'd see it and they'd be like, oh, that's Year of October. That's why we went just very simple with the cover on this one.
Where did the band name come from?
Well, when we started playing, like I said, it was just the acoustic stuff with me and Josh, and I felt like it was the stuff that you'd play around a campfire. And so I thought that a good time for campfires and bonfires was in October. And so I wanted the feeling of October to go year-round with our music. And oh, so cool. Year of October is where that came.
That's cool. Well, both off the air, Josh and Felicia of Year of October, thank you so much for being with us on Country Fried Rock.
Thank you.
CountryFriedRock.org. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Our 2015 bed music is from Drivin' and Cryin's debut album, Scarred But Smarter. Got a great band you want to hear on Country Fried Rock? The best thing to do is tweet us at Country Fried Rock. That's Country Fried, R-O-K.
You can subscribe to our weekly podcast on iTunes. Just search Country Fried Rock. Country Fried Rock radio programs are distributed to public radio through the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org. Our Country Fried Rock stinger is from Steve Soto and the Twisted Hearts.
Ever he been helping us from Country Fried Rock.
Hey, y'all, it's Sloan Spencer. Thanks so much for finding all these new old episodes of Country Fried Rock. I've got something completely different available these days called Sleep with Rock Stars. And it all started from a listener comment back in the very early days of Country Fried Rock who said, you know, I slow these down to 75% and fall asleep to them. And I was like, well, over the years, I started thinking about it. And I recently started Sleep with Rock Stars. The Gen X Sleep Podcast, and you can find it at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.